Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Rod's back, and so is Kelly. We are going to be talking about a new presentation, a new show that's happening at Stratford Perth Museum. Joining us is the incredible Rod Beattie, along with Kelly McIntosh with Stratford Perth Museum. They're both in-house. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Rod, you are back once again with a brand new show. Is that fair to say?
That's right. And Kelly's pointed out that this is the first time in about 15 years that we've actually had a new script from the Wingfield team, Dan Needles, my brother Doug Beattie, and me. And so it's a whole new world.
And tell us about the new show. It's called Marsh Marigolds. It's described as an agricultural thriller. I love this.
That's right, yes. I'm pleased that phrase always gets a little chuckle from people. Oxymoron as it sounds. But that's what it is. It's our world of Persephone Township venturing into the film noir or Wingfield noir mode, dealing with crime, detection, mystery, danger, romance, the whole nine yards.
And tell us about the fruition of this. Was it Dan coming up with this, wanting to continue the stories, or how did this come about?
Dan might have an answer for that. He started this thing because, according to his daughter, he started this thing as a kind of a make-work project for me. It was called Saving Ed for a long time because it was about the editor of the local newspaper, but she referred to it as Saving Rod.
And what's fascinating about this is, again, with the characters from Wingfield. So this is not like it's brand new, but it's kind of a continuation of the stories, if you will. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, there's only a couple of characters who were from the actual Wingfield plays. But, for instance, there is Walt and Maggie Wingfield's daughter, Hope, all grown up, and she's 25. This is a play which will tax the audience's imagination to some extent because I play all the parts, including Hope Wingfield, the 25-year-old daughter of Walt and Maggie, and including, of course, Andy, the Jack Russell Terrier.
I love it. He's just extending his incredible acting skills once again with something like this. That's fascinating.
What do you think, stretching the audience's imagination?
Now, how's it been for you rehearsing the show? Because this is a brand new show. This is not revisiting material for you.
Yes. Yes. One of the ironies of life is that when you're a stupid young actor, memorizing is easy. Acting is hard. When you're a stupid old actor, the acting is pretty simple and kind of comes along without any trouble. Uh-oh. It's the memorizing. It's the getting the words into the head, which is a much slower process than it used to be.
And to be fair, a one-man show or a one-man performance, I mean, we talk about two-handers and shows like that. This is not easy. This is tough performance.
It's not like here where the kind announcer gets to bail you out.
We'll be right back. So we're so looking forward to this, but I understand some of the shows are already sold out. Maybe we can get Kelly on this. So we've got sold-out shows already, but some good news as well.
Yes. So the first three shows in June, that weekend in June the 20th, we offered those to our members and our community. I mean, some of you may remember when Rod did all of the Wingfield shows over the summer. And part of the reason why we're sold out is that I don't like to play with the weather the way that maybe John Castor did. So we've sold those first three shows to about 80 people per show so that we can go forth and do the show no matter what. We can move it indoors from the players backstage if need be, just like we did with the Christmas Carol. However, if it's looking beautiful, I'll go live on Facebook and let everybody know that there'll be more tickets open for that weekend if the weather is good.
Okay.
In the meantime, I asked...
Woodstock.
Well, I think the weather was pretty bad at Woodstock.
Well, half and half, I guess. Yeah. Half and half. Kind of like last weekend, anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got two more shows on offer the following weekend. The Saturday is going to be at 4 p.m., which we haven't done before. We thought that'd be a nice time to do it. And the Sunday at 2 p.m. And meanwhile, I had asked the bookends, good friends of mine, the incredible Celtic band who are from Stratford and recently nominated for a Juno. I really wanted to get them at the museum. I thought it'd be great to have the bookends with a barbecue. And it happened to fall on the same date where Rod could possibly do another show. And I just thought, oh, we really have something here. So it's possible to go online and purchase tickets to see Rod's show on the Sunday at 2 and get an add-on ticket to the bookends for the barbecue and the Celtic celebration after, or just come on out to the bookends. So those are all the things that this magical man has pulled together for a great weekend of celebrating Canadian culture and stories.
Oh, there you go. It could be Rod Beattie and a barbecue. Who could ask for more? What do you think, Rod?
I think it's great. And in honor of the Celtic celebration, one of the characters in Marsh Marigolds is a Scotsman.
Okay. Very good. It's
money laundering is simply making dirty money appear to be clean by making it look as if it were obtained by selling a legitimate product from a legitimate business rather than drugs, prostitution, or illegal weapons, which is where it actually came from.
There you have a little teaser.
No kidding. Wow. And with little prompting, there you go. Just amazing, Rod. Always amazing. Now, Kelly, we've also got a lot of events that have been happening, events that are coming up with the Stratford Perth Museum. A busy time.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, so we've got the Kinsmen Family Celebration coming up at the end of the month. I think it's on the 31st on the Sunday. We also have the Upside of Maybe, and they've got some friends coming, some other musicians and bands playing with them. The first, I think it's the 6th of June, we're going to go rain or shine. We're going to do a rain date for that one. So we're definitely going to be outdoors at the Players Backstage for the Upside of Maybe. The next day, our poet laureate, David Stones, is going to be a featured poet at the Tops poetry event in the afternoon at the museum. I'm telling you, it was a beautiful event last year. So many talented writers were at that, and there's also an open mic. And we can look forward in the summer. There's going to be other concert announcements. Randy Satchel is going to be playing at the museum and his country band. The Almost Hip are going to be back in August, and there's just a loads kind of things happening. But that's what's coming up on the docket.
Yeah, and a social media get-together is happening as well. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's right. KVK, Chris Von Kleist, who's a social media expert, had a very successful content crash course a couple of weeks ago, and Chris is back. There are limited tickets to this course. It's there's four different courses, and anyway, it's on the museum website, and you might want to get part of that because KVK is just an incredible content creator and does a lot for this community too.
There you go. So much happening with Stratford Perth Museum. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com, but in the meantime, get your tickets. Limited tickets available for June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's technically sold out, but there could be some limited tickets for those shows. But there are tickets available for Saturday, June 28th and Sunday, June 29th. And you could be also part of the Bookends Barbecue. All the details with Stratford Perth Museum and Rod Beattie. Mystery, danger, romance. I didn't think I'd say that with a Rod Beattie show, if you will.
Yes, the review, I quote, which hasn't been written yet, is soft-hitting, slow-paced, and funny as hell.
And that he is, Rod Beattie with Marsh Marigolds, an agricultural thriller. Do check it out, and we'll share how you can pick up tickets and more. Kelly McIntosh and Rod Beattie, thank you so much. Have a great run with the shows and great success with this. Rod, you are a treasure, a gift. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.